Aujourd'hui, dans le sujet du jour, à l'occasion de la 43e édition du Torino Film Festival, je vous propose de découvrir le film Isola, réalisé par Nora Jenaik, avec l'actrice internationale Fanny Ardant, Joanna Kulling et Marco Rossetti, qui fera sa première mondiale ce jeudi 27 novembre. Et pour cela, j'ai la chance d'avoir en interview exclusif la réalisatrice Nora Jenaik. Bonjour Nora, comment l'idée d'Isola est-elle née ?
So Isola started, the idea came from a theater play that I wrote because I took a theater writing class, a playwriting class. So I started playing with, initially it was the characters of the two women and then the lover.
Comment avez-vous choisi les acteurs principaux ?
So I always admired both actresses a lot, and I had seen, so the first character that I cast was Ada, and I was talking to a friend about who could be a good fit, and then my friend actually suggested, she named Fanny Ardant, and then I realized that she would be perfect for it. Also, what I liked about it is that I didn't see other films that had her in a role like this, so I thought it would be interesting to see her play a character that is a little different from the usual types that she plays. And then I sent the script to the agent immediately, and and then the agent sent the script to Fanny.
Avez-vous laissé une place à l'improvisation sur le plateau?
I would have given the room, but it seemed that both actresses were happy with the lines, the way they were written. They didn't really, I think improvisation works best when you feel that the actors need it. And in this case, I didn't feel that the actors had that, that they had that necessity. Also, one more thing, I think it's a bit harder to improvise when you don't speak in your mother tongue. And for both Joanna and Fanny, English is not their mother tongue. So I think they were holding on to the dialogue more than they would maybe if it were in French or in Polish.
Quelles étaient vos intentions esthétiques pour Isola?
So initially I wanted the film to be set in the south of Italy, and Stromboli, which is the island in Italy with the volcano where, Rossellini shot his famous film. So the idea was I went to Stromboli to work on the script, to absorb, the atmosphere, but to shoot there would have been a logistical nightmare. So we decided to, shoot the film on a different island, where it's easier to get around with the car. From the beginning, I imagined more like a minimal sort of setting where the volcano was almost like another character. And because it's based on a theater play, and it's more like a Kammerspiel between these characters. It's very much focused on psychology and undertones and dialogue. So I decided that I wanted that to be in the forefront and not so much, too much of the island. That's why we see some island, but not too much. Obviously a lot of the choices were, also dictated by the budget. We didn't have, we had budget, but, of course you have to make some cuts and some choices. So, that had an influence as well in the end on the stylistic choice.
En quoi le décor ou l'environnement joue-t-il un rôle narratif dans le film Nora?
Well, the film is called Isola, and I think it's interesting that Isola is also, part of the word isolation. I think both of these women are lonely, and the whole story is a little like it's suspended. It's another world. We don't know what time period we're in. There's no reference to any specific time period. We don't know if it's the 50s or if it's the contemporary time. The dresses and everything is very timeless. So I think the fact that it's an island makes it more of a sort of suspended, out of time and place reality. And that was something I was interested in. That's something that I think it's, and that's also at the end why we had it, we had this be the title, Isola.
La musique avait-elle un rôle émotionnel particulier pour guider le spectateur?
I mean, the music was supposed to, to be an emotional undercurrent, and obviously, I didn't want to underline the emotions too much. So we tried to not have music throughout the whole film, but it definitely, I think, helps in creating this sort of suspended world, this suspended reality, and and it contributes to the atmosphere.
Que représente pour vous le fait de présenter Isola en première mondiale à Turin?
It's an incredible honor. I couldn't have dreamed of a bigger, of a better premiere festival, because Torino is, first of all, I love that it's home. It's where we shot the movie. It's where I grew up in Italy. But also because it's such a prestigious festival, and there's so many talented actors and directors present, that it's really a huge honor to be presented at such a great festival.
Avez-vous conçu le film en imaginant une réception en festival?
No, I didn't really have a festival in mind. I was mostly just focused on telling the story.
Qu'espérez-vous que le public du festival retienne du film?
I hope that they will have a exciting journey following these two women and this what happens between them. I hope that they maybe can think also a little bit about the condition of this woman and why she does what she does. I think it does trigger some interesting questions, the film at the end. And I hope that it stays with them a little. I always love it when I watch a film and then the next day or the days after, I still somehow have these characters in my head, and I, have questions about them. And I hope that they are, moved, and that it stays for a while with them.
Y a-t-il un réalisateur ou un film qui vous a inspiré pour ce projet?
So after I wrote the script, I have a close group of friends where we always read each other's screenplays and we give each other notes. And I was told to watch a movie called Notes on a Scandal with what's her name? Judi Dench, I think, and Cate Blanchett. And that movie also inspired me when I worked with the composer on the music. And then I was also, after I wrote it, I suddenly realized this is a little bit reminiscent of Swimming Pool by François Ozon. You have an older woman, you have this younger blonde woman, you have this third character of the lover. And then what else? Rebecca by Hitchcock. Somebody who read the script told me they were thinking a little bit of a Patricia Highsmith as a writer. And then I watched Misery as well, because even though it's a completely different, it's much darker and it's more like a horror film, this it has this feeling of suffocation and, this character that is stuck, and this older woman who's caring for the man, but also imprisoning him in a way. Very different. But I started watching a lot of movies that are sort of in the similar, genre, or at least dealing with some themes that are re emerging in Isola as well.
Merci beaucoup, Nora.
Thank you.